wrestling with the problem of overtime in iPhone and iPad plants in China. Marketplace is not some engulf and devour corporation. It is a nonprofit, and it is listener-supported. So to keep our coverage strong and relevant, what you could do is make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount will really help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by the end of this year. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. For the past 2 years, Apple has allowed outside inspectors to examine factory conditions for the Chinese workers who make iPads, iPhones, and the company's other iconic products. Today, the Fair Labor Association released its final report on three factories run by the Apple supplier Foxconn. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz has been reporting on these working conditions for the past few years, and he joins us from Shanghai. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
Now, this all came after all the public pressure on Apple over the last couple years to improve working conditions at its biggest supplier, Foxconn. Have those conditions improved?
Well, you know, 2 years ago when this audit began, Foxconn was given 360 action items to meet. And according to this report, Foxconn has now met 99% of those items for the three factories that were inspected.
So they ticked through the list. 99% sounds like success.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, the one item Foxconn failed at happens to be one of the biggest complaints from labor activists about the company. Foxconn was not able to reduce overtime hours for its workers to under an average of 9 hours a week, which means that technically the company continues to violate Chinese labor laws.
Let me get this straight. It's illegal in China to work on average more than 9 hours of overtime?
Yeah, but you know, this law is almost never enforced, and nearly everyone violates it. Foxconn was able to reduce overtime for its workers below 20 hours a week, but workers aren't too happy with this. Yesterday, I spoke to workers outside the gates of Foxconn's Longhua facility in the city of Shenzhen. One worker, Mu Xinxian, assembles iPads for Foxconn.
I traveled far away from my village to work as many hours as I can so that I can make money. So when I'm told I'm not allowed to work much overtime, I can't make enough to live on.
So, Rob, why didn't inspectors ask Foxconn to raise workers' salaries to make up for lost overtime?
Right. You know, Foxconn has raised starting salaries, but for workers like Mu, who have been there for a few years, they haven't seen those pay raises. It's clear that Foxconn has done a very good job at meeting the demands of inspectors and improving working conditions. But one thing workers I spoke to wished Apple could do now is to compel its suppliers to raise workers' salaries to meaningful levels. And they believe they deserve more than what they're currently getting.
That's Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Several published reports today suggest that the man who taught many of the world's top finance officials the tricks of the trade will be nominated to the number two spot at the Federal Reserve. Stanley Fisher was current Fed Chair Ben Bernanke's thesis advisor at MIT. He also taught the European Central Bank's Mario Draghi and former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. Fisher is 70 and also served 8 years running the central bank in Israel. Now let's check the numbers. The FT 100 in London is down 0.8%. Stock index futures in the U.S. are down as well. The dollar is up to 102.7 yen, and the euro is bubbling just under $1.38. There are 9 out of 10 chances that the orange juice you just had comes from Florida, or maybe the juice you did not have because of the high prices. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has more on a disease of orange trees that changes the economics of breakfast.
Americans drink 500 million gallons of orange juice every year. That might sound like a lot, but it's actually a record low. OJ consumption is down 20% in the last decade. That's prompted Florida's Department of Citrus to roll out this new ad campaign.
Orange juice. Always healthy, always pure.
Doug Ackerman is the executive director of Florida's Department of Citrus. He says demand is down because growers are producing fewer oranges.
Our challenge is the shortage of supply really creates higher prices at retail for us.
About 50% higher over the last 10 years. Most of the trouble has been caused by a disease called greening.
This is a 5-year-old tree that's very symptomatic.
Citrus farmer Bill Rowe is examining a greening-infected Valencia orange tree in his grove in Winter Haven, Florida. Greening is a bacterial infection that slowly kills citrus trees. It showed up in the state about 8 years ago, and since then, Florida's producing about half the oranges it used to.
See, half fruit on that tree is on the ground. It means there's no way to make money, essentially.
For farmers like Rowe to make money with fewer oranges and expensive greening treatments, they have to charge more for their fruit. James Cordier is a commodities trader with Liberty Trading Group.
So what happened in oranges, we've never seen it in any other market like that.
Cordier says if Florida's orange production continues to decline and the economies in Asia, Europe, and the U.S. improve, orange juice prices could hit luxury territory.
It could be the liquid caviar.
Doug Ackerman with the Florida Department of Citrus is confident scientists will find a cure for greening.
Florida citrus grower has a long history of fighting through very tough diseases and coming out okay on the other end.
Ackerman says Florida's citrus industry is worth $9 billion a year and employs about 76,000 people. He says the Sunshine State is committed to its citrus farmers.
Well, we're still on the license plate here in Florida, so...
In Winter Haven, Florida, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
And Glassdoor, the jobs research site, every year ranks best companies for which to work. No, not Google. They're at number 8. I don't know what happened to Facebook. Now down at number 5. Twitter's at number 2. Best place to work, Bain & Company of Mitt Romney fame. Might have something to do with all the money they give you in business consulting. Interns get $14 an hour, which I suppose is only $29K annualized. Something called an associate consultant intern gets $44.60 a month or $53K. Downsides at Bain, lots of travel and long hours. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.